It's Friday, the 17th of January, and I'm Tonata Kadila with your 5 p.m. news. Letsego Holdings Namibia has achieved a net promoter score of 40% for 2024, surpassing the industry average of 30%. The NPS is a globally recognized metric measuring customer advocacy. This, according to the bank's customer experience manager, João Bismarck, reflects the bank's strong customer focus through digital innovation, diverse products and service. Labour expert Herbert Jauch has voiced reservations over the recent cabinet directive that requires incoming members of parliament to resign from their current jobs before assuming their new roles. While the directive aligns with legislation mandating MPs to step down from their previous positions, it has become more complicated due to the ongoing election dispute in court.
The courts need to pronounce themselves speedily on that matter because it's really an urgent issue, and Namibia need clarity if the election result stands or if there would be a rerun. And secondly, the people who have currently jobs and who are then meant to resign before taking up their work as MPs need to also be assured that they really will start the new paid work in March this year. This is the current dilemma in which we are. The matter needs to be, of course, handled strictly in line with the Constitution and the applicable laws, but there is a sense of urgency that the courts clarify that matter as soon as possible.
The EFF says it salutes the resilience of the Palestinian people and Hamas and is calling on the international community to hold Israel accountable for its crimes against humanity in Gaza. Hamas has accepted a draft agreement for a ceasefire in the Gaza Strip and the release of hostages, EFF Deputy President Godrich Gardia.
The EFF continues to stand resolutely with the people of Palestine in their legitimate campaign to reclaim their land. We also continue to categorically reject the framing of their struggle as terrorism and instead recognize it as a battle for freedom against colonial occupation that has endured for far too long.
Meanwhile, a ceasefire deal that would stop the war in Gaza is said to be voted on by the Israeli cabinet. If approved, the deal will come into effect on Sunday, bringing a pause to more than 15 months of fighting.
This is expected to pass despite fierce opposition from these very far right wing parties. And what we can expect is this ceasefire and hostage deal to go ahead as planned, beginning on Sunday, where we will see the release potentially of the first three hostages out of the 33 that are slated to be released during the first phase of this deal. Many, many things could go wrong. We're still not even in phase one yet. But of course, these really are critical hours, critical days and critical weeks ahead, and so much is riding on this deal for people right around the region.
And the global economy is expected to lose up to 50% of its gross domestic product between 2070 and 2090 due to climate change impact. The Institute and Faculty of Actuaries has warned that current assessments fail to account for seven risks, including migration and nature breakdown. The report, co-authored with the University of Exeter, highlights the urgent need for decarbonization, nature restoration and policy shifts to avoid planetary insolvency as global temperatures exceeded the 1.5 degrees Celsius target in 2024. Find all these stories and much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.